Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. In 2023, I began to pursue a calling to write a Bible study. That year was full of wrestling, trying to understand the path God was leading me on. Toward the end of the year, I began carving out quiet moments to seek His counsel, asking whether this was just a dream or truly a calling. Throughout 2024, I dug into the lives of two familiar sisters, Martha and Mary. And as we stepped into 2025, I finalized the study. This podcast, Scripture Adventures, was born out of the research and revelation that shaped that project. And what I'm sharing with you today isn't fully covered in the study, but it's a powerful lesson the Lord showed me. On this scripture adventure, we're focusing on Mary, a woman of bold yet quiet devotion. One of the most well-known moments in Mary's story is found in Luke 10:38 through 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." These five verses have shaped sermons and teachings for centuries. Often Mary is seen as the example to follow. In my Bible study, I look deeper into that dynamic, but today we're zooming in on something specific, Mary's posture. We see Mary again in John 11, after the death of her brother Lazarus, when Jesus arrives in Bethany. We hear in John's reference of the account that he says Martha went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. She was grieving, but again, she was seated. And when she finally goes to Jesus, we hear this. "Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet." Once more, we find Mary at the feet of Jesus. Then in John 12, "Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair." While the text doesn't say she was seated, it's clear that her position was low, humble, intimate, and at the feet of her Lord. Here's what we learn. Mary had a pattern of posture. Time and again, we find her at Jesus' feet, and each time, it sparked a response. In Luke, Martha responds with frustration and questions. In John 11, the Jews who followed Mary responded with action after they witnessed the resurrection. And in John 12, Judas responds with criticism. People won't always understand your walk with Jesus. They may even question it. They may criticize it. But Jesus is more than capable of responding, just as he did with Martha and Judas. Mary's faith didn't just shape her, it shaped the people around her. Through her quiet devotion, Martha received a teaching that deepened her faith and shaped her unique obedience. Martha didn't become Mary, she remained herself, but this time her service came from a deeper place of understanding. And Judas, on the other hand, heard the same truth, but his heart was hardened by sin and nothing changed. The many Jews, just by watching Mary, believed. They witnessed prophecy unfold through her faithfulness as they followed her to witness the Messiah resurrecting her brother. So I'll leave you with this. Be careful not to let others' opinions dictate your walk with Christ. Don't let them drown out the voice of the Holy Spirit or distort what the Word of God has confirmed in your heart. Like Mary, we're called to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Her influence didn't come from trying to be seen. It came from living authentically in his presence. And people were moved. Our lives speak even in silence, even in sorrow, even when we are simply sitting at His feet. So today, let's ask, where do you find yourself in Mary's story? What does your posture before Jesus look like in this season? And are there ways God is using your quiet obedience to impact others? Lord Jesus, thank you for inviting us to sit at your feet. Teach us to rest there, to worship you from a place of surrender, and to trust that you are working, even when others don't understand our walk. Help us to live lives of quiet influence, rooted in your truth, and may our faith spark belief in others just as Mary's did. Amen.